Segment two on Inside Douglas County as we take a look at what's happening around the area. And Melody Schlegel from Umpqua Actors Community Theater Summer Musical. Boy, it's a big deal. I know a lot is going on, getting ready for it. When do you open?
We actually open in 1 week.
Wow.
So we open next Thursday.
And talk about what the production is, where you'll be at, et cetera.
Yeah, so we are doing Frozen the Musical this year, and we are going to be performing at Roseburg High School, the Rose Auditorium.
Is that a new place for you?
This is a brand new venue for us. We are very excited to use a new venue. It's a little bit smaller than Jacoby Auditorium, which is where we usually do the summer shows. But it's got a lot of up-to-date features. It's great staging, very, very comfortable seats. We're very, very excited to be doing the show there.
So how did you pick Frozen to do this summer?
Well, I have always had it in the back of my mind, and we knew that it was going to be released eventually. We're just waiting for the licensing company to say, okay, it's good to go now. And as soon as they released the license, we're like, we just jumped right on top of it. So Frozen is just a really, really great family show. It's one of Disney's best all-time cartoons that they've ever made. One of the biggest franchises, so it just really made sense.
And maybe explain to people, I mean, you can't just go for a production like you're doing that you're charging people to come see. You just can't go pick whatever you want.
Not really. A production like this, it is kind of, how do I say this? It is venturing on, regional theater touring companies. It is a really, really big musical. It's not what we usually do at UACT during the year, but this one is just on a mass scale. So we do have a lot of community partners who come on board and help put this show on financially for us. And it's really an amazing community effort with about, I think we have 15 orchestra members. There's 35 cast members. About 10 crew, including all of our production team, and it really takes a village to put on a summer musical, and we have a great one.
Well, that's 60 people. I can do the math there. That's a big effort.
It really is. And we all just become a family, and we all love theater. That's why we're there. I don't think we would be doing this if we, didn't have a passion for the performing arts. So everybody's there for the same reason, and it's just a joy to bring something like this, a story like this, and just share it with the community.
If people aren't familiar, talk about the story behind the musical.
Behind the UX Summer Musical, behind Frozen.
Behind Frozen, yeah.
Perfect, yeah. So Frozen is a story about two sisters who grow up in Arendelle, and their parents did pass away when they were young, so the eldest daughter, Elsa, was born with magical powers, and she grows up to become queen, and she can't control the powers, and she shuts everyone out, and she kind of blasts some ice around Arendelle and runs away from Arendelle, and her sister chases after her to help her bring back summer, and it's an amazing story about love and family and sisterhood. And it's a really, really lovely story. And if you know the cartoon, you'll know there is a snowman. We have several puppets. We have Olaf the puppet. We have a really, really big Sven reindeer puppet. And, we've got 35 people. We've got multiple costume changes, probably every person in the cast does about 4 changes. It's a really big production. Lots of magic. We are doing projection mapping, which we have never done before. We have about 6 different projectors that we're using on the stage.
So wow.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, so a lot going on there. Talk about how you assembled a cast. The process just to get all these people in place had to be pretty big.
Absolutely. We start early. We started in May, and we hold auditions, a couple nights of auditions. We do the callbacks, and then immediately we just went in on the music. Music is always the foundation of a production. So if you've got a really, really strong foundation with the music, everything else kind of falls into place. And luckily, we have amazing dancers, amazing singers and performers. And yeah, we've just been going since May, and we have our first full costume dress rehearsal tonight.
Wow. And I know that you're literally running around getting ready for it.
I am driving back from Eugene as I'm speaking to you with my assistant director, Shauna Pelkey, and we have a couple projectors that we are renting from Eugene.
Wow.
So we'll be installing those in about 20 minutes here.
Wow. Some people take a break or dial things back in the summer. It seems like your life goes the opposite direction.
It's complete opposite. We kind of, my family and I prepare for this. We know that this is going to completely consume our summer. So we take a little break before, you know, the calm before the storm. And then once it hits, we're just kind of in theater mode for three straight months. And then we take a lovely vacation afterwards, of course, because our blood, sweat, and tears is kind of poured into the summer musical.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big emotional investment. Now, while this is what you do all the time as the executive director, you've got a cast of people and the musicians and the tech people and all that who are balancing whatever their daily life, job, family, etc. is. That's a big effort.
Oh, yes. Everybody comes from all walks of life. We have teachers. We have students. We have doctors and lawyers and educators, medical field. It's amazing where everyone's background is, but we all come together with a common goal of performing arts and just a love for theater.
So you open in 1 week. How long will the production be going?
So the production opens on July 23rd, and it runs until August 2nd.
So two.
And we have a.
So basically,
yeah, so
what?
Weeks.
Yeah.
And Thursday, Friday, Saturdays are at 7 o'clock, and we have Sunday matinees at 2. And tickets are really kind of flying out the door right now. We do have our pre-sales are absolutely fantastic right now, and so if you have a desire to come and see really good musical theater, definitely get your tickets early. You can get them at uact-theater.com. You can also purchase them at the door if they're available, but two of our matinees already have over 200 tickets that are sold for them, so we definitely recommend getting your tickets soon.
Well, a good response then. When you get through this, how long before you dive into getting the next production ready?
Oh, we've already dove in. I believe they have their first read-through tonight for Murder on the Orient Express, and that one goes up at the very beginning of September, so they're already starting.
And with different people directing different productions, I guess that's kind of how it runs.
Absolutely. We have about 7 different productions that happened this year, and 2 brand new directors also. So we're always excited to have new blood at the theater, to get new talent, to showcase new directors. So this is a really, really great season of opportunity and growth for us. So we can't wait for this new season.
So who are the new directors?
We have Marcelle Frere, who is our Mrs. Lovett in last year's Sweeney Todd. And my assistant director, actually, Shauna Pelkey, is going to be finishing off the season with Mama Won't Fly.
Wow. Now, are you directing the summer musical?
I am directing the summer musical. This has kind of been my pet project since the inception of the summer musicals that we started in 2016. So this is kind of my baby. I love the summer musicals. They're wonderful. I've been doing them for 24 years with Dean Remick, and so I kind of learned a lot from him. But it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like a lot of work, too, though.
So much work. So much work.
Well, it's a fun experience, a great opportunity for people to really develop their passion really grow in a lot of different ways, not just their acting abilities, but probably makes them a lot more organized in life and a lot of other things, too.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We have our youngest cast member is 9 years old, and our oldest cast member is 60 years old. And we have a lot of new people. I think there's about 13 new performers in this cast. I love getting new people involved. And if you don't know how to sing, we teach you how to sing. If you don't know how to dance, we'll teach you how to dance. We will put a paintbrush in your hand, and we'll teach you how to paint and build sets. It's a really, really lovely collaboration.
All right, Frozen, the summer musical beginning in 1 week. Check the UACT website for more information. Melody Schwegel, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. It's presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.